From my radio tower, I can see my town from here.
Present participle plosives. Present participle plosives.
Even though it may
present
not
participle
that way.
Plosives. Present participle plosives.
And now, it's Live at 5 with your morning host, Mike Thunder.
Good morning, Chinatown. Time to get alarmed. Don't snooze that button. Get your lazy selves up. It's a manic Monday as we close in on this holy day season. So get dressed. Look your best. Father Christmas does not rest. You know the story, Chinatowners. We pioneers never met a mystery with which we could not live. And speaking of no mystery whatsoever, what do you say, Mr. Schimmel?
I'm shimmeling. I've got your daily weather repost right here.
Don't you mean weather report, Schimmel?
Who's the weatherman, Mikey? We all know what it's going to be, so why waste the words? It's another copy and paste day for Tina. So I'm just going to repost. Snow, 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 and more snow.
With a little ice and frozen air added for flavor.
Well, spot on as always, Mr. Schimmel.
Speaking of, Mikey Thunder, there will be something a bit off the cuff tonight. There's a disturbance in the force, and we're going to get some hyperbolic thunder accompanying our beautiful auroras tonight.
A request, if we may. Could we have all of that with a side order of clear skies? Is that something you could do for us?
I love requests. I love them a lot. Anything for you in Chinatown, Mikey. But it's a weird bit of science, so buckle up and don't wander out onto any ice floes.
And beware the abominable.
Beware the abominable. Goes without saying, Mikey. Goes without saying.
Thank you, weatherman Schimmel.
I am your weatherman, Chinatown. Play us something for a cool Yule. What do you say, Mikey?
Coming right up, Chinatown, a special request for our own weatherman and from our very own local boy, Sled Dog, right here on 1400 KARC The Circle.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Honey, I'm home. It's yours truly, Mike Thunder, on the Arctic Circle's best all-around radio, KARC Tina, Alaska. Coming up at noon, continue your day with Blake Easley and the Midday Beat. But now this PSA for Sandra Sundry and the Tina Food Bank.
So it's just that easy with Big Ed's Heating and Cooling. Come down any old time to the ice quarry and pick your own ice. That's right, bring your own pick. Come on down and I, Big Ed, will show you your ice. Pick it, pack it home, that's all there is to it. Home refrigeration made simple. I'm Big Ed, and you have my word.
Welcome back, Tina. This is Blake Easy here to pump you up and energize your bunnies so you can finish off this fabulous-tastic day here in the Great White North. I'm here to take your calls, rock your requests, and help you all navigate the crazy. The topic for today is Loud is Lovely.
Loud is lovely.
In this serene, pristine tundra, which we call home, it's a certain kind of quiet that has driven many Chinatowners absolutely bonkers. So we love our sound, don't we, children? And when we return, I'll take your calls.
This is Innkeeper Sean from McCoy's Pub, conveniently located on the ancient road heading north out of Tina. We're always open, and be sure, lads and lasses, that will know your name and always be glad you came. The ale flows and our story grows. Friendships are made, and if you swill beyond your fill, well, there's always our affordable, clean, and comfy rooms for you to sleep her off. So come on in to McCoy's, and that's on the west side of the ancient road, not the east side. On the west side as you're heading north. We'll leave the northern lights on for you.
Dobry wieczór, kalinka moja. Good evening. You're listening to Jack Yukon on KARC, 1400 Chinatown, first village of the Arctos region. I am delighted to have you come spend this evening with me. Here in this last week leading up to Christmas, I am walking over to my library to pick out a special book of folklore for our drama tonight. Let me see. Ah, now who doesn't love this classic tale from Dr. Seuss of this Grinch who hijacks Christmas from the village of Whoville? Because, as you know, the Whos loved Christmas. They loved it a lot. But the Grinch, when you lubil, he didn't.
Darkness comes. Darkness comes.
Director's notes. Wide-angle camera shot. The outskirts of Taina. It is midnight. It is oily dark, but the Arctic winter is always dark. In the near distance, the Transarctic rail train has just docked at the Taina train depot. A dark and rotund figure moves from the platform into the depot. The camera switches to inside the depot. The portly figure is a large woman, draped in extravagant furs and decked with sparkling gems. She wears a facade of charm and innocent congeniality, but she is a shadow, and she has come to town bearing dark intent. In her arms, resting comfortably, is a small dog, a mutt of varying small dog breed contributions.
George!
She addresses the conductor.
Well, actually, my name is Pat, ma'am. Fine.
The woman drawls.
I've come to stay here through Christmas.
She announces to Pat.
Maxine and I will require lodging. For Maxine?
The conductor puzzles. The woman heaves her breasts, and the little dog momentarily looks up with disinterest.
Maxine. Oh, of course,
says Pat, reaching for the phone.
You've come to the right town for Christmas, Miss Ginger. Miss Ginger.
The conductor continues, bursting with pride over his little village. He now speaks into the phone, saying,
Bert? Say, Bert? Pat here. Well, swell, Bert. Absolutely swell. Merry Christmas to you, too. What's that you say, midnight? Well, it sure is, and the train's just come through, leaving us with a certain Miss Ginger who... That's right, a Miss Ginger. And she's come to add to our Christmas joy. You guessed it, Bert. Yep. Well, yeah, send Ernie on over, and we'll be expecting him. All right, then. Good night, Bert. Well, Miss Ginger, Bert is sending Ernie over with his cab, and before you know it, you'll be...
Then, subtly but sharply, Ginger raises her dark presence and whispers something that is inaudible for us. At once, the countenance of Pat, the conductor, goes gray and cold. As if with a quiet flipping of one switch, all the lights in his house go out.
Christmas is a lie,
Ginger states matter-of-factly.
Christmas is a lie,
Pat rejoins like a stone zombie. But from somewhere in his enchanted soul, he manages to squeeze a few earnest words through his teeth.
I hate you.
Yes, boo-hoo. And he took all the toys up to the top of Mount Crumpet to dump it. Mount Crumpet, haha. I would like to have seen him try this with Mount Denali. Well, it wasn't Denali, it was Crumpet, just as story says. But...
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Tina. It's a manic Tuesday in our beautiful little hamlet. I know the winter night never ends, but last night was exceedingly dark. Or is that just me?
May have been me, Mikey. May have been me. I get the strangest dreams when weather norms shift unexpectedly. Or if I eat too many waffle strupa.
Good morning, Mr. Schimmel, our smack dab on top of it all weatherman. Say, listen, can you hear them, Mr. Schimmel? Can you? Some beautiful people are gathered out front of the hardware store singing their hearts out to some Christmas favorites.
I do hear them, Mikey. How enchanting.
Tune in once again next time for part two of the pilot episode of the Arctos Chronicles.